Let me stop. Okay, let me start again. That was just me in a moment of fear about just doing stuff. I don't know if you know, but everything that I do for you on my website, in my blog, in my work is extremely well thought out. And I just had this really weird breakthrough in you actually can do stuff. And I had no idea because I discovered that I had this directive in my head that said you can't. I mean, it is like neon sign that says you can't just do stuff. I mean, what are you thinking? You can't just do stuff. And when I looked at that, I went, wow, why? Like, why can't you just do stuff? Like, where is this fear coming from? It comes from this place that tells me that you could go away. Like, if I just do stuff and it's not thought out and it's not to my primo standard of excellence that hopefully you've been experiencing here at Language of Listening, that you'll just go away, right? That everything will go away. And I mean, really, you can read more about this in an earlier blog post that I did. I'll screen share that for you here. Let's see. Look at that title. Right? Share screen. There you go. Loss of security. Which is more real to you? This is a really good one if you haven't read it, by the way. But that's where my frame of mind is all the time. There's been this big fear in the background, and I talk about one aspect of it here. Let me come back. Stop share. There you go. But it's the core fear that I have. And I inquired into where that came from. And I discovered that it was probably when I was about 18 months old. And this is interesting. Some of this is conjecture, but it's really in keeping with the photos of me as a baby at the time and the later thoughts that I've had. And they all track back to this experience of being about 18 months old and having a brand new brother born and having a 3-year-old sister. Now, the circumstances of that were, it was really rough on my mother at the time. She really felt isolated and it was a time of overwhelm for her. And here she has this new baby. She's across the country from her family where she was a country girl. She was raised, you know, with all family all around. She felt isolated. You know, my dad was in school and working nights, and she just felt all alone. So I know her state of mind. So here it is. She has this new baby. I'm 18 months. I'm sure she did what I did at the same time, thinking, wow, because my kids are 18 months apart, that, you know, Sandy's fine. You know, she can handle things on her own. I have to, you know, I've got this baby, needs more attention. And then at the same time, I've got this 3-year-old sister. So I think that this experience of things going away, if you're not careful, if you don't think things through, all of this began, this little seed of that began at that age. Because, you know, of course I wanted more attention. I was the one who should be being held. I had been the baby up until then. So with my mother and her attention, which would have been very important to me, that went away, right? That went away when this baby brother was born. And at the same time, I've got a 3-year-old sister who must have, you know, followed the way that normal 3-year-olds act and was probably taking things away from me too, like toys, like really physically taking things away. And I got this brother, he's taking away my mother's attention. I have a feeling that was the perspective that I had, and it started at that point. So my experience of anything like, you know, asking for more attention from my mom, oh my goodness, trying to get attention in my family was a crime. You know, you just did not try to get attention. I saw that later when my brother grew up and wanted more attention, and that was not met very well. So I'm sure that all of the tugging on my mother's skirt and wanting to be picked up and, you know, trying to, you know, get my stuff back from my sister and wanting help with that, didn't go over very well. So asking was off the table, and I'm sitting there feeling like completely, you know, disconnected and powerless, trying to figure out what to do if you can't ask and you can't just do stuff because it won't turn out very well. I mean, if I tried to do stuff, I've got a 3-year-old sister, that's not going to work very well in trying to get toys back or something. So this big thing of loss, I think, started then, and this big, like, what do you do when you feel disconnected and powerless started then. And so if you can't just do stuff started to go away that young, I mean, wow, you know, no wonder I came up with strategies for how is it that I get that attention back? How is that that I have some control over my universe? And it all was, well, there's the word control, right? So I have to control everything. And this would be also the seeds of probably my perfectionism. It probably started that early, you know, and it's not like this terrible damaging thing that occurred to me. This is just what I did with that moment. Other children can be in that moment and not experience the same thing or see it in the same way or make the same life decisions that I did, right? This was the beginning of my path as a perfectionist, as someone who had to think out everything. And I got to tell you, you know, at this age, man, I've got this stuff handled. You know, I think things out. I have plans. I have a standard of excellence that is hard to beat, right? So all of that, that's the gift side. That's the strength side that came from the challenge that I turned this moment into. Like, this was me setting the perfect level of challenge for myself, you know, given the situation and how my perception of it, right? So it's not like you're damaging your kids if this kind of thing occurs and they make some choice, some life choice like that. It's simply their path. And this was mine. And there are great things that come from it. And there are moments where the awakening is so delicious. So awakening up to this recognition that you can't just do stuff was one of those beautiful flips. Like, you can't just do stuff. My fear was that everything would be taken away. If I just did stuff, heaven forbid, I would just do stuff and throw it out there and let you decide. You know, whether you wanted it or not. But to me, the fear was that, you know, that would be the cause of you going away, right? So here I am. I still think I can control you. Probably can't. Anyway, but the other side of it, when you do a flip like that, it's the same language. You can't just do stuff. I think it's also, you can't just do stuff without something happening in your world, right? It could be something great. So you can let me know. Like, is me just doing stuff, just turning on my little program here and recording this for you and throwing it out there just as raw as it is, you know, is that a bad thing? Is that going to make you go away? Or does that work for you somehow? Like, you get to decide. So here it is. Here's me just doing stuff. Not my normal approach. But I promise you'll see a lot more of stuff like this, that I just do stuff, get feedback from you, and go on to the next level from this point forward. Scared or not, because now I know and I can recognize it's just an adaptive belief. It's something that I believed I had to do to survive at the time, right? That's all that is. It's a different time, a different place. I have different skills behind me. So there you go. Hope it makes a difference for you.